Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of the developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today's stories highlight three very different stages of drug development, from positive phase 3 clinical data and promising preclinical research to a late-stage pipeline setback. First, Johnson & Johnson reported positive phase 3 results from the Monumental 6 study evaluating the dual bispecific combination of Tecvayli, or teclistamab, and Talvi, or talquetamab, in patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma. The combination reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 89% and lowered the risk of death by 62% compared with standard therapies. Investigators also reported improvements in progression-free survival, overall survival, and minimal residual disease negativity, adding to growing evidence that targeting two distinct myeloma antigens simultaneously may improve outcomes for patients with earlier line relapsed disease. Next, Feast Therapeutics published new peer-reviewed preclinical data highlighting the potential of PHST-001, an investigational anti-CD24 monoclonal antibody designed to activate macrophages against cancer cells. The publication demonstrated broad anti-tumor activity across multiple solid tumor models and showed that blocking the CD24 "don't eat me" signal enhanced macrophage-mediated phagocytosis. The findings provide additional scientific support for CD24 as an emerging immuno-oncology target, as PHST-001 continues clinical evaluation in patients with advanced solid tumors. Finally, Sanofi announced it will discontinue development of amlitelimab for atopic dermatitis and will no longer pursue regulatory submissions for the therapy. The decision followed an internal strategic review of the company's pipeline, with Sanofi concluding that the efficacy and safety data generated to date did not support continued development in this indication. The company noted that clinical development of amlitelimab in celiac disease will continue, while resources are redirected toward other pipeline priorities. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.